How would you begin to study the Bible with people who can't read very well or are illiterate? Mm-hmm.
I asked Ajit Fernando that one time, because somebody was criticizing something that I had said about the importance of expository preaching, and they had said, "You're so Western, Piper. You don't have a clue that millions and millions of people, number one, can't read their Bible, don't have any access to the Bible. So what good is expository preaching?" So I went. I asked Ajit, who serves in Sri Lanka, and goes into villages of every level of literacy, and used to anyway, and would preach. I said, "Well, so do you think I need to back off on the importance of expository preaching?" And he said, "No, I don't." And I think the way he described it was, he said, we go in, and I have a book, the Bible, and another person who's my translator has the book and are translating, and I read from the book, and he translates, and they all know there's a book here. There's a book. This man is submitting to a book, God's book. And so he reads out loud, it gets translated, and then he explains, and that gets translated. So bring that back to, I suppose, the situation this person is talking about is just simpler folks, maybe, either they're younger children, or they're older and haven't had a chance to do any extensive education, and or maybe they're just seriously dyslexic and they just way don't read, you know. And I would say you lean far more heavily on oral materials. You speak more. You help them to memorize things and to study through the conversation that you're having. But I wouldn't ever want to imply that you put this aside, because this is a book and they don't read, therefore we don't use this. No way. You open this and you become the mediator. You can read, they can't read, and you read to them and do whatever translation and help you can be back and forth between the book and their heart and their mind. All over the world today, there's a lot of study, talk, and action about orality, meaning must the evangelization of tribes, cultures, peoples that are pre-literate, must the evangelization of those people wait on the translation of the Bible and the becoming literate? And the answer of many is no, it shouldn't wait. We should find ways to evangelize, build the church, and grow a people through oral means. And so one of the groups that I know of, well, I forget the number, has about 150, 160 Bible stories that they memorize. And they go into a village, and over time, they teach them to memorize these 160 stories, and that's the pastor, those are the evangelists. And they've memorized 160 Bible stories, and they go out and they repeat these stories verbatim. Oral cultures are better at that than we are. And I've heard that there are even little schools that have grown up, and nobody can read yet, but they have schools. People come to the school, all the thing is oral and memorized, and learn it, talk about it, interpret it, and then go out and say it. So everything is spreading through orality. Now, my when I was sitting with these guys talking a few years ago about this, I was very, but you're not saying that we can just now dispense with Bible translation, right? Because it seemed like some of them were leaning that way, and I was on the side of the Wycliffe folks who were saying they really do need the Bible. And the reason, of course, they need the Bible, and we shouldn't praise orality excessively as a substitute for literacy, is that to the degree that they don't become literate, they're going to always be second-handers. Now, I think it's paternalistic to make a person a permanent second-hander, because if the stories are all in this book and we're teaching them that they can learn it from us orally, they're going to be constantly dependent on us and not just the book. So over time, it may take a generation or two generations to get the book translated, to produce literacy. But what an arrogant thing it would be, wouldn't it, to say orality is just as good as literacy. We'll give them the stories they need, and now they can, for the next 100 years or 300 years or till Jesus comes, do everything in their way, not your Western literacy way. I think that is incredibly paternalistic.